everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
Initially, I was told from the jump, 3 to 4 weeks. I was told initially that the games that were most likely for him to come back were either the Vikings in week 4 or the Rams in week 5.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, gaming casual and fine dining, 2 golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
We love our weekly chit chats with Adam Schefter, and it does feel like the NFL is converging on the game this weekend between the Packers and the Bears, because the Bears are a big time story in the NFL this week. Adam, how are you doing today?
Hello, everybody. How are we doing? I guess Chewy's back in Wisconsin to put up Christmas lights and winterize the house. Is that correct?
Yes, and I'm freezing, Adam.
Freezing?
Wait, freezing.
We need to tell Adam.
It's cold.
Chewy told us
this
morning.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, Chewy's blood is definitely thinned out by being in Florida, right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 50 degrees here.
And maybe that's what's affecting his brain, because this morning he told us he's too deep a thinker for this show.
I think I am, Adam. I mean, I almost invented GPS, and that's a true story. We don't have to tell it today. A guy stole my idea. I'm so upset over it.
You know, Chewy, if you had patented that idea and distributed that idea, that product, then you wouldn't be here with Jen and Gabe, the people beneath you who can't think at your intellectual level, can't operate the way that you do, right? I mean, goddamn, you had a chance to save your life. You blew it.
I'm big on torture, Adam. I just love torturing him every day.
Adam, I want to talk about the Bears for a second. It does feel like things are really imploding in Chicago. What, from your perspective, is the state of the Chicago franchise right now?
What gave you that idea, Jen?
I'm just a deep thinker, Adam. I don't know.
But, yeah, just trying to keep up.
We're all trying to be like Chewy, aren't we? That's all we can do. You know, listen, the season... I was with a Bears fan last night. I had to do a diabetes ride at the Peloton Studios in New York City, and there was a Bears fan, and she came sobbing over to me, please tell me it's going to be okay. Please tell me it's going to be okay. And if you've been a Bears fan, you felt that way for a long time. And this was the year where you felt like, okay, we've got the number one pick. We're going to land the quarterback that's going to turn it around. They started well, and then all of a sudden, it just crashed and burned. And I think that there were signs that this could be happening all along, but think about this too. They're 4-2, and they are seconds away from going to 5-2. And all of a sudden, Tyrique Stevenson's taunting the fans. He's late to the play. He runs back. He tips the ball. It goes to Noah Brown. They lose the game, and it's a situation where from that moment on, it just feels like nothing has gone right, and it's only exacerbated all the issues that were within the organization at that point in time. They've kind of come to light, and now you have players wondering if Caleb should start. You have the team debating that. You have the team firing the offensive coordinator, going to Thomas Brown, who was in Carolina last year, with Bryce Young. The Packers are waiting to see how the Bears are going to handle this in regards to their game. But there's a short-term concept and a long-term concept, right? Short-term, like, they're struggling and they're reeling and they're on the ropes. But long-term, like, what are they going to do to get it turned around again? Like, what are they doing? It never gets turned around, right?
Very rarely.
But could it be that they're just a coach away, a good coach away from getting it turned around? I mean, I've got someone on the talk and text line asking, could Bill Belichick go to the Chicago Bears and turn them into like a dynasty powerhouse like he did with the Patriots?
Well, I don't see Bill wanting to do that. I think Bill's going to want to go to a place that he can win quickly and where he feels like there's talent in place. And you know, Bill, I think, has been pretty clear. Like, he's going to go to stable, functioning, successful organizations in a perfect world. I don't know that it's going to be a perfect world. Like, he's got to get a job, and maybe Chicago will be the one. But I don't think Chicago is the one that he's looking at and saying, boy, I want to go coach the Chicago Bears.
Adam, have you heard anything about how the Preston Smith deal went down? Because there's rumblings that he didn't ask for a trade, that came after the fact. Have you heard anything to that, that he did actually ask for the trade and they honor that request?
Well, that's what he told reporters in Pittsburgh, right? So either he's telling the truth or not. So, I mean, he said that he asked for a trade, that this had been in the works for a while. I had not heard that it was different than that. I find that a little surprising, but, you know, I don't know Preston Smith personally to know whether he would make up something like that or whether he's believable. You guys would know it better than me. What are your thoughts there?
I mean, he was pretty quiet here, Adam. He, not like he was meeting with the media all the time. He was pretty quiet. And
his argument was that he's not a 4-3 end. He's a 3-4 outside guy. But if that's the case, right. You knew that before the season even started. Like, why wouldn't you come up with it then if you knew you weren't going to fit that system?
Because I think still good players are good players, and he's been a good player, and eventually good players find a way to contribute. It doesn't always happen right away. Like, you know, again, I just think in a fantasy perspective, right, Calvin Ridley, they pay him a lot of money. He goes in, doesn't get a lot of passes. Then eventually they come back to him. Like, talent usually rises, not always, mm-hmm. but usually at some point. And Preston Smith is a good player. You know, you'd want a guy like that around if you could keep him. It just didn't work.
The last time the Packers played was against the Lions. Their offense, obviously a big reason with their success. When we get to that point in the season, a couple of months from now, is Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, going to be the top name out there, Adam?
I think when we look at it, right, I think there are a few names that stand out. I think we got Bill Belichick, Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel, Aaron Glenn. There's Brian Flores going to get back in. There are some obvious names you look at, and I think we're going to get the usual 7 to 9 openings as usual. We already have 2. I could easily give you 5 more that you're going to see, maybe 6 or 7. Bill, I think, will want to get back in. Vrabel, I think, is going to definitely get a job. And Ben Johnson is going to be selective in where he goes. I don't think he's just jumping to take a chance. Like, I don't expect Ben Johnson to wind up in Chicago. I don't. We'll see how that works out. Brian Flores is on my podcast yesterday. He's interested in becoming head coach again. Aaron Glenn, you know, just like Ben Johnson's getting a lot of attention, Aaron Glenn should be getting attention too on the defense side of the football. And I just think what a perfect match that would be in New Orleans, where he was a finalist for that job in the past, where they loved him as a player, where he's garnered a lot of respect. So I could see Aaron Glenn getting that job in time. Depending on how their process works out. So there are some guys you look at right away, you say, well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Adam Schefter hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as he does each and every Wednesday here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. All right, so we are seeing numbers, and they all start shaking out at this point. We're at the halfway point of the season. And the Packers right now, according to NFL.com, have a 72% chance to make the playoffs. And you got the Cardinals in there, who I think have surprised a lot of people, Adam. What do you attribute their turnaround to? Because I see them on this list. Obviously, they could likely win their division. Why are they playing so much better now than they were early on?
Well, I think Jonathan Gannon has helped turn around that defense. And Drew Petsing, who may be another head coaching candidate, has helped turn around the offense. And everyone talks about what Cliff Kingsbury's done this year, but Drew Petsing has elevated Kyler Murray to a place that even Cliff Kingsbury didn't get him to. So that, I think, is key. And that division's been a little soft, frankly. San Francisco has been disappointing. Seattle's been disappointing. The Rams have been disappointing. And Arizona's just kind of done its job and done what it's supposed to do and played better football. And as long as you can do that, then you're going to be in the thick of things, which is exactly what's going on with the Cardinals right now. But they are playing good football. I mean, they have some people that you want on your football team 100 days out of 100 days. Buda Baker, James Conner, some guys that are just like ballers and leaders, right? Well, what's going on in there? Are Chewy sick, Jen? What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I think he's kicking it over to me is what's happening.
I
at least try to cover it in my. I'm a heavy breather. The microphone. He's over there just hacking up a lung.
So that is Chewy, the intellectual thinker, but he's also the germ spreader.
Super spreader.
They want me to go home. Adam, if Kansas City beats the Bills this weekend, is the talk of an undefeated season going to ramp up? Because these are their games after. Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Browns, Texans, Steelers. I mean, are they going to start?
Raiders, Chargers, Steelers. Repeat that.
Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Browns, Texans, Steelers.
There's three games in there that are losable to me. Chargers,
the Steelers. At Pittsburgh, right?
And there was one more that you had. Texans, Houston, right?
Yeah. Which is at home. Chargers and Texans are at home. I just think that's what Andy Reid's going to use for motivation, because, you know, we went to back-to-back Super Bowls. We got complacent against your team, the Broncos.
Yep.
And then, you know, if that happens, you just get a little bored. But I think that Andy Reid's going to use this as motivation to say, hey, you could be very special. Only one other team has done it. And I'm leaning towards, I think they could do it.
I covered a Denver team that was 13-0, and it was kind of taboo to bring that up for a while. Like, I don't think people like to bring it up, sort of like a pitcher that has a perfect game going. You don't say anything. You just keep going along. And for Andy to bring that up now, to me, would seem a bit premature. Like, we're 10 games in. We're going into week 11.
But Adam, it's not his choice, though. Isn't it the media's choice to stoke that fire and really get it going?
The media is going to talk about it. Of course, I got that. That makes sense. But I don't see a coach saying, boy, if you beat Buffalo Sunday, we're now looking at a perfect season. Like, coaches, mm-hmm. they're week to week, game to game. Don't get past this opponent. We're not thinking about anything other than the Buffalo Bills. Like, that's how they think, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah.
Like, I can't see him dangling that right now. Like, is it out there? Of course. They're not idiots. They all hear it. And we can talk about it. That's our job. And we can assess as we look at it, like, yeah, if they win this game, now you start to look. Now it starts to get interesting. Wow. Like, could they do it? We could talk. But I just don't think that that's how the players and coaches are thinking right now.
Adam, things have been disastrous for our former guy, Aaron Rodgers, in New York.
Yes.
Is he going to retire at the end of the year? What are their options, and how much does this affect his legacy with how poorly this has gone?
Yeah, you know, I don't buy into the affecting his legacy. You're still talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and, you know, do people remember the way that Joe Namath flamed out in Los Angeles at the end of his career? No, they don't remember that. I don't think it tarnishes the idea that he is one of the greatest quarterbacks who's ever played. He's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's an all-time player, an all-time quarterback. That doesn't change. But when I watch the guy right now, he just looks like he's not having fun. He doesn't look like he's himself. And, you know, if you're not enjoying yourself at 40, 41, and you have enough money and even more brain power than Chewy does, then you can go do what you want. Right? Like, you say, why do I need to play this and be a part of this team and this organization? Like, everybody told him, you want to play for the Jets? The Jets? Like, the Jets have had a history of not getting things. And he's like, I don't care. Like, he thought that he could turn around. He thought he was stronger than that. And I think the reality of being a Jet has set into him. And I think he understands now that it's bigger than him. And even he is not capable of turning around something that has been an issue for that organization for any number of years. Like, he came in all wide-eyed thinking, I can do this. And as he's around it and he sees how the organization operates, he says, you know what? I can't do this. And this is not fun.
Adam, let's do that exercise as the last thing with you today that you just did when Chewy was asking about the Chiefs, which, by the way, I did see on Get Up this morning, they did ask, could the Chiefs have an undefeated season? So
yeah, there you
it's
go.
Already out there. It's already being asked, Chew. Let's run through the Packers' remaining schedule. So they've got...
You know, I was opening up my schedule book before you even asked that because I had a feeling that's where you're going to go. So you'll allow me, Jen, here.
Oh,
at
fantastic.
Chicago.
You do all the work.
At Chicago. They should win that game. They should win that game. Mm-hmm. There's no reason they should not win that game. Home for San Francisco. They should win that game. Home for Miami Thanksgiving. Should win that game. At Detroit. Tough game. Loss. At Seattle. Should win that game. New Orleans. Should win that game. At Minnesota. Tough game. Loss. Home for Chicago. Like, they don't have more than two. They shouldn't have more than two losses on their schedule. Shouldn't. Now, again, let's see what kind of team they are. If they're really good, maybe they'll have one or none. If they struggle and are inconsistent, maybe they'll have three or four. But when you look at it right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games left, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for this team not to go 6-2. Now, they haven't been consistent enough to think that maybe they can go 6-2. Worst case, they should be 5-3. But 5-3 is eminently doable. 6-2 is realistic. And let's see what this team does with this opportunity. It's right there in front of them.
Yeah,
right?
So that's an 11-win season or a 12-win season. That should be a playoff team. But, Gabe, if you lose twice to the Lions and you lose twice to the Vikings, you are a de facto wild card team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if you make the playoffs.
I would still expect them to make the playoffs. Even, I mean, they would be 10-7, even if they go 4-4. 10-7 probably still.
But I'm saying if you lose four of those games, four of the five games that Adam kind of, because they're 6-3 right now. If
yep.
you lose four of those five losses are to the Lions and
oh,
the
oh, yeah, you're no,
Vikings.
You're a wild card team. I mean, even
at
if
10-7?
No, yeah. It'd be like 11 wins.
10-7, 10 or more wins, you're a wild card
okay.
team.
Okay.
I think right now, like, again, you never know how a season's going to go, right? We're halfway through. But Detroit looks like the best team in football to me. Detroit looks like it's going to win the division to me. Now, mm-hmm. we'll see. Maybe Green Bay can play well enough down the stretch. That's the challenge of the season, to overtake the Lions and become the NFC North champions. But it looks like they'll be a wild card team to me right now. And if I'm proven wrong, I'm proven wrong.
So you don't think that the Jared Goff 5 interceptions is something that will plague him the rest of the year, the second half of the season? Because that was bad. Like, they got the win, right? That ball just squeaked through the uprights, but that was a bad performance by the QB.
One bad performance everybody has in the course of a season. I guarantee when Chewy played with Favre, there were games like that, right?
Yeah, there were more than one.
Yeah. Headline: Chewy rip.
Yeah. Shocking.
Chewy says Brett Favre sucked for a long time.
Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us.
Brett just doesn't appreciate how deep of a thinker you are.
That's exactly right. Like, he's on a whole nother level.
Let me ask you a question, Adam.
Chess.
What's more believable, Al Gore inventing the internet or me inventing GPS? I'm saying me.
You. Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I'm surprised that you haven't found a way to the moon yet. I'm surprised you haven't found a cure for cancer yet. I'm surprised that you haven't found a cure for diabetes. If you could do that, Chewy, my wife and my family would greatly appreciate it.
So I mean, how much can you really do in a lifetime, though, Adam, you know?
Yeah. You know what? Let's start with winterizing your damn house.
Adam Schefter, you're the best. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep.
Oh,
we love Adam.
Oh, man.
I'm just a punching bag
after,
on
yeah,
the show.
He came after
that's
you.
What are
that's
you
fine.
Talking about? You're a punching bag. You tried to start a fight with him in the first segment of the show. Him.
Trying to make it spicy.
Right. So,
so then Adam made it spicy. And yeah.
Now, woe is Chewy.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Who takes the most heat on this show out of everybody? Because I got broad shoulders. I can take it.
You're the designated yell
yes,
guy.
Yes, thank you.
What a give me, you're tired, you're poor.
Yes.
What are you
yeah.
doing here?
Also, when you step into the fire, of course you're going to get all the heat.
Because I'm cold.
Adam Schefter each and every week. Brought to us by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com. Book your total experience today.